You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guests are Alyssa Borges, who's the curator of public programs at the Juno Douglas City Museum, and artist Crystal Cudworth. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks so much for being here. Crystal, Changing Landscape in Juneau, Alaska is the title of your new exhibit at the Juno Douglas City Museum, opening this first Friday, running through the month of February. Would you tell us a bit about your work?
Sure. It's work that follows Gold Creek, starting from downtown near IGA up to Ebner Falls. And it's work that's inspired by the mining history of Juneau. So the paintings are just place-based, so they're observational pieces that were done outside. And I'm hoping to evoke some of Juneau's mining history through them.
Any particular reason why you chose Gold Creek or why you wanted to focus on that subject?
Yes, I wanted to focus on Gold Creek because of the discovery of gold from Harris and Juneau. Cowie led them to that creek to show them the gold. So I wanted to just focus on that one specific creek.
A lot of folks are familiar with that area. There's the Flume Trail and the creek kind of winds through the flats. Do you want to mention any specific locations you painted from or scenes?
I painted two at Cope Park and then one along Christopher Trail, one at the dam, two near the head of the flume by the bridge, and then one by the Last Chance Museum, and two at Ebner.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, Gold Creek, really,
it's long.
It's long and it goes through a lot of my neighborhood, so yeah. All those places are very familiar landmarks for me. And you came to Alaska for the Alderworks Retreat in 2016, and then you had a subsequent residency at the Canvas in Juneau. What were those experiences like for you?
They were very impressionable. Alderworks was nurturing. Jeff and Dorothy Brady were wonderful hosts. It was intimate, being the three cabins, and quiet. So I got a lot of painting time in, a lot of peace and quiet. So it was a very positive experience.
And the Canvas, your residency there?
Yes, that was a great sense of community. I miss the Canvas. I love going there. Whenever I walk in, I'm happy to be there. So another positive experience. I was very busy juggling there, responsibilities of being in the studio and then teaching community classes and painting. So yeah, different kind of experience.
And you're still here in Alaska. And now you've got an exhibit opening at the Juneau Douglas City Museum. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing it. Is it the natural beauty of the landscape and how that changes that you admire? Or is it really more about how we as humans sort of change the land?
It's the later, yeah, how humans change the land and how that can impact it and impact us.
That said, I would like to say there is a lot of natural beauty in her paintings. They've gone up just this week, and I've hiked that trail and been on that just endless. I mean, this, since I've moved here, and I recognize the spots when I saw these paintings. They are quite beautiful.
Changing. Oh, there's a painting up on our website that we can also direct our listeners to look at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's the work called Gold Creek. Is that one particular painting? Gold Creek, is that the title of one of your paintings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? I'll try to bring up the picture for you.
Okay.
It's here at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
Oops.
No. All right, we'll get that fixed. Changing Landscape in Juneau, Alaska will be on display through February 23rd, and the artwork will be for sale. Crystal, you will also be presenting on your show for Coffee and Collections on February 2nd from 10:30 a.m. to noon at the City Museum. Would you like to say anything else about your work or life in Juneau?
Oh, I think the show is mostly about a love of painting. They're all in oil paint, so it's a patient medium, and I hope that comes across more than anything.
Great. And Alyssa, you wanted to talk about some other things going on at the Juno Douglas City Museum. And we're going to have these folks on the show tomorrow, but there's an exhibit, another exhibit opening on creative writing, ekphrastic writing.
Yeah, so we have two openings this Friday. Poems, Stories, and Artifacts is an exhibit of ekphrastic writing by students of UAS Associate Professor Emily Wall's Advanced Creative Writing class. And this is a really unique exhibit because what they did was they chose to observe an artifact from our permanent collection. They actually went down to the collection and got in the locked room and chose an object to observe. And they wrote either a poem or a creative piece on the object. And so they are displayed around our map case, these objects, with their writing. So it's a fun one. And like you said, she'll be on tomorrow to talk more in detail about the show and the process behind that.
And what else is happening at the City Museum?
Right. So you did mention coffee collections. I hope people show up to that. These presentations by artists are always fascinating to get a window into how they create their work and the process behind it. We also have on Valentine's Day this year a new program, a lunchtime music program in the museum, which we hope will become a series. And this one is called Sweetheart Dulcimer, and it's a tea. We will have Mark Whitman and Barbara Berg playing the dulcimer and inviting people to try them out and giving some history about them. And we will have tea provided by the Northern Tea House in Copa, served by Betsy Longabaugh. She has a beautiful tea service with pots and beautiful cups. And then she'll be making homemade cookies as well. So this will be a fun lunchtime event that we hope people will join us for. And I do just want to let our listeners know, all of you out there who are, you know, artists and are really interested in submitting for our 12 by 12 community show, that deadline has been extended. It was this Friday, but if you haven't got around to submitting your form, we're extending that till February 12th. The actual artwork is not due until the week of February 19th. We would love to have more. We have about 20 now, but it's always great to have a lot more. So get your submission forms in, please.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, Crystal, thanks so much for being here today. Crystal, good luck with your exhibit opening tomorrow. And Alyssa, thanks as always for bringing this wonderful information to us about the Juno Douglas City Museum. It's one of my favorite spots here in town. I really, really love it and love what you both do. So
thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley.
And just a reminder, it's free admission still. So February is donated by Don and Elma Harris. So come on up.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. That's what a great bonus.
Yes, it is.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.